Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. Make sure you go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, for all the latest coverage on Rob Gronkowski going to Tampa Bay. But you can also listen to us live there. Download our app, the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. And if you're at home, remember to tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub. All right. With Rob Gronkowski going to the Tampa Bay Bucs and wanting to come back and play with Tom Brady, do you think the other teams that may have been interested in Tom Brady, let's say the Titans or the Chargers or the Raiders, their interest was minimal, I think, at best, based on what we learned through the reporting on the matter? Do you think any of those teams regret not having more interest in Tom Brady based on Rob Gronkowski now joining him in Tampa Bay? What do you guys think?
No, I don't think so, because I think Tom Brady probably made it known to anybody that he talked to that Rob Gronkowski was likely to join him with whatever team he chose. So this doesn't change their decision. They knew when they were talking to him that it's not only Brady, there's a chance we get Gronkowski too. So seeing it happen, no, we knew that was a possibility if he came to us too. Doesn't change things.
Yeah, I think that maybe other teams might not have given Tom Brady a guaranteed deal or that type of money and bring Rob Gronkowski in. So I think the Bucs were the only team to do it. And, you know, maybe they thought they could have gotten Antonio Brown too. It's still a question mark. Why Tampa Bay, right? I mean, is that still up? I'm still curious why he picked them. But maybe that's one of the reasons why, is he could bring one of his buddies over and get paid at the same time.
Well, you picked Tampa Bay because Tampa Bay was the only one that really made a real offer. That's what I think. I mean, where were the other offers?
Well, it made him a real offer and possibly bringing Gronk.
I mean, did any of those other teams even make him a real offer, I think, is a real question. So I think his options were limited, but I wonder if some of these other teams wanted, and if they knew this, did they have any more or less interest based on knowing that Gronk could potentially come out of retirement and request a trade to that team? So to look at it on just this, it would be Brady and Gronkowski. You have to pay them, and you're going to give up a fourth-round pick. But let's go back to what we had heard from Adam Schefter in his report earlier, which was, oh, you wouldn't believe the names. You wouldn't believe the names that now want to play in Tampa Bay. And if that's true, even if Rob Gronkowski is not the Titans or Chargers or Raiders' idea of getting a great deal, do they regret not going after Brady just for that element of being able to attract other players? And, you know, Rob Gronkowski being the example here. But do they regret it because of that? I do wonder. And yeah. I still don't understand why a team like the Titans wasn't after him harder than they were.
I don't understand that part of it either. And the only thing I can think of, Beetle, is they looked at it as a timeline thing. They said, wherever Brady goes, he's going to end up there for a year or two. And it's not like you're going to get players to come in and commit for any longer than he's going to be there. And if you've already got a system in place, if you already have a quarterback, you know, to me, it's, you know, San Francisco is the example, not to, you know, go down that road again of them saying that, of course, they considered Tom Brady. But if you already have your quarterback, seemingly for a long time, well, we've got a good quarterback here that we think, if not now, at least eventually, will help draw players here. And this quarterback is going to be here for 5, 7, maybe 10 more years. It's not a good enough trade-off to get Tom Brady in here. So what? So we can attract a bunch of guys who might be rentals, you know, via trade or free agents. We're only going to sign here for a year or two. No, it doesn't make sense in terms of the length of time that the benefit would give them in return. And it doesn't even make sense money-wise. So now I just can't see it as being that big of a draw for a guy who's only going to be playing another year or two.
All right, 617-779-0985. Let's get back to some of your calls on this. Thanks for hanging on. Joyce is in New Hampshire. Hi, Joyce.
Hey. I listen to you guys all the time, every day. I have never, ever called. So first time calling. But I just, a little while ago, you were talking about Gronkowski, and I think that it's, you know, I do think he loves football. I think you're being a little hard on him, but the thing I think is that he needed the year off. I mean, it was all the publicity about, you know, his body just being hurt and hurt and hurt. And he did, after he left, talked about how he was healing. And I just think that had something to do with it. I mean,
I'm sure
it had something to do with Brady, but
yeah, I'm sure it had something to do with it. So you're saying that if Tom Brady was still here in New England, Gronk would still be coming back.
I think it's possible. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I don't know. I think they both probably wanted to get out from underneath Belichick, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I believe, you know, all the stuff about the tension between Belichick and Brady. I mean, I'm sure it was there, but I hope he does well, but I was shocked when I heard that. My little daughter at 14 called me from a friend's house, and she was like, "Mom, you'll never believe it. Gronk is coming back." So she was excited.
Yeah, and I don't completely discount it either. I think I think he was beat up, and I believed him when he said and sounded like a guy who was done playing football, that it was too much on his body. But he also sounded like he had figured things out at least physically, early on last year. You know, like it didn't take until the middle of last season or toward the end of the season before he came out and said he felt healthy again. No, he, you know, with the CBD stuff, and he had, you know, he came out and said he was feeling strong, he was feeling good. And if he really wanted to play, the Patriots would have had him back in a second last year. They would have loved to have had him come back and help out the offense last year. The fact is, it was, and again, to kind of go back to a theme that we've been revisiting time and time again this offseason, why can't it be both? His body was banged up and he needed some time away from the game, but he was also done playing for Bill Belichick. Only in this case, I think it was more, based on what happened yesterday, more he was done playing for Bill Belichick. It can still be both, but he was all done playing for Bill, and that was that had more to do with the decision than his body being too hurt to play anymore.
I'm going to move on to the next call. Tom is in Newton. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys. So now with Gronk going to Tampa, I mean, I sort of look at the big picture, which is the number of guys that have headed for the exits in New England the last few years is just staggering. I mean, Gronk couldn't take it anymore, so he retired, and now he's coming back because he gets to play with Tom somewhere else. I mean, we know Brady couldn't take Bill anymore. I mean, you remember Amendola's exit interview with Mike Reese a few years ago in the car when he was just kind of trash-talking Bill. You've got all these great core Patriot players, like guys like Nate Ebner, who's like a Bill, you know, Belichick disciple, if there ever was one. He left. You've had all this coaching turnover. It seems like every year all the assistant coaches have turned over. And I look at it and just say, I hope Bill knows what he's doing, because nobody wanted to be in this post-Brady reality as much as Bill. So here he is. He's got what he wants, and I hope he knows what he's doing. Because if they're like 5-11 this year and the Buccaneers are, you know, like lighting it up at 12-4 or 13-3 and something like that, that's a bad look for Bill. So I hope he's got a plan. What do you guys think? Thanks.
I think the assistant coaches and players like Amendola too, those guys are getting much better offers. You know, I'm not going to begrudge any assistant coach, and don't view it as him leaving Bill because he has a chance to go, you know, get a promotion somewhere and either be, you know, an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, or a head coach. That's not That's not a mass exodus. That's somebody moving up in the coaching ranks like happens on every team. And even with certain players, no. I mean, these guys were not fleeing New England. You know, Deion Lewis, Malcolm Butler, you know, they weren't jumping to get out of here. They got much better offers from other teams. Went to sign on for a lot of money, a lot of guaranteed money elsewhere. I don't count them in the same I don't mention them in the same breath as I do Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. These are special circumstances here. I don't know. Do you think of all those things in the same way, Beadle?
No, I don't. I agree with what you're saying on this. No. And so I think that when you say, you know, these guys ran out of here. Well, not exactly. Brady didn't run out of here. Did Brady run out of here?
No. He played till the end of his contract.
They're not all the same. Like, they're not exactly the same. They're not here anymore. That part is the same, but no, I don't say that. Joe, you had something to say?
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I'll play Jeopardy Joe for a minute here.
Yeah.
Can you name someone that's actually left the Patriots and has been truly successful? And you can say Chandler Jones. We know Adam Vinatieri had a good run and won, but, like, has anyone left and truly impacted the loss, like, and it truly impacted the Patriots?
Not really. I mean, it impacted how? I mean, Chandler Jones has been a good player since he left.
Yeah, led the league in sacks, but, I mean, yeah. He hasn't done anything for his team. You know, like Vinatieri's one that I can think of.
Yeah, Vinatieri.
But has anyone that Bill has moved on from truly hurt them? No.
No.
I mean, there's a handful, but I don't know why that's such a bad, like, that's a knock. Like, in this league, you are eventually going to move on from some guys who might have success elsewhere.
Yeah.
You can't keep everybody.
But they haven't, though. That's what I'm saying. Bill's made the right decisions.
But a part of that is because players under this team, on this team with superior coaching, have been sort of the best versions of themselves. Do you know what I mean? And so, have the Patriots had a lot of star players leave in their primes? Like a lot of really top-notch players?
Trey Flowers, you know, I mean, he's
a good player.
You know, the big tackle.
He had a good year.
The Raiders last year. No, I'm just saying, have they hurt the Patriots when they've gone and left? No. Like, they've never been like, oh, man, we really let that guy go.
Yeah, but that's tough to say with any team and any player who leaves. I mean, it's you know, it's not a.
It's been 20 years.
All
Hardy.
I'm saying, all, 20 no, but, years, but no Joe, one... that this is my point. It shouldn't mean that because they let a player go, he's going to suck somewhere else.
No,
that's not
what
true.
I'm saying is that he's made the decision to let guys go, and it truly hasn't impacted the team. Like maybe Deion Branch.
Yeah,
I was just about to say
trading Deion Branch away wasn't a great idea when they decided to do that.
But it's not, you know, Deion Branch's fault that they had a 21-6 lead in the AFC Championship game and lost. So I mean that's where it came to hurt them, and that was on the defense.
Yeah, I would even argue that the greater thing was not moving on from Deion Branch; it was not replacing him with anything. Yep. Like the guys they had on the field were just not good enough.
Like Welker let go. You know, I mean, they replaced him eventually with Amendola.
Yeah, but I think you're describing a situation that is true for most teams. I can't think of a lot of examples where a team had been successful, moved away from a player that
Antonio
Brown. What about Antonio Brown?
What about him? I don't understand.
No, I'm saying he left the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know he didn't do great himself, but they weren't as good of a team without him.
But he's not playing football
anymore.
Just
saying,
he left the Steelers. He's never played again.
Wow, that's the example.
I mean, I'll work.
Give me the example.
I'll tell you what. If that's the example, I'm glad the Patriots haven't been burned by anybody.
Give me the example of a team who, you know, was successful, moved on from a player.
The Colts. The Colts with Peyton Manning.
That's also a bad example.
Yeah, I know. But
the Colts were wrong to let him go.
Luck ended up retiring on. I'll work on it. All I'm saying is, Bill Belichick's decisions have worked. The fact that he's moved on from guys,
of course they have
worked.
Yes, because you don't. Because very, very seldom does a team move on from a guy who is playing well within the system and is still working out. I mean, give me the example. Again, give me the example of a team. Oh, what a boneheaded move. They were doing so well. This guy, they traded this guy or they let him go in free agency, and it really came back to bite him in the ass. Where is
it? I'll work on it.
Any team, not just the Patriots, any team.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Very good. Okay. I want to get to the agent for Rob Gronkowski, Drew Rosenhaus. He had some comments on SportsCenter last night at about 6 o'clock that it just makes me wish I had the confidence and general debaggery of an NFL agent. Because, man, the ballsy statements that came out of this guy last night were incredible. We'll get to Drew Rosenhaus coming up next.
First, our introduction. Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
When did you get the call from Rob that this was the right time?
Well, I think Rob was really interested in coming back about a month ago. Shortly after Tom Brady went to Tampa, Rob and I had a conversation that this is a situation that would be appealing to him. Obviously, this was a deal that New England had to feel good about. Tampa had to feel good about this. This wasn't just about Rob. All the parties involved had to be in agreement. Rob was a very classy guy in the way he handled this. Rob could have come out of retirement and become reinstated and put the Patriots in a tough situation cap-wise. But he decided not to do that.
What a classy guy Rob Gronkowski is. You know, he could have forced the Patriots to put him on their salary cap. He could have forced them. Like, oh, what a good guy he is. I really wish that I could have forced us to put
you said you were dumb playing football. Why would you force why would you do that?
It's a lawyer thing. Hardy, it's a lawyer thing. It's such a lawyer thing. And I have plenty of friends who are lawyers, and some of them are really good people, but I've run into a bunch that are total dicks and can say the most absurd things with a straight face. And I'm not even mad at them. I'm envious. Like, how do you do that? How do you be a complete fraud and be completely full of crap and have all this bull coming out of your mouth and you don't even flinch? That's impressive. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. Well, it's a lawyer thing, and agents are in many cases lawyers, and this guy's got it down. Oh my, what a hero. I think he actually calls him an American hero at one point in this. Does he not, T-Bone? We're on remote. We're obviously at home. Haven't had a chance to hear all the sound cuts we have in the system of this, but do we have the one where he's an American hero?
Yeah.
Rob Gronkowski?
Right here.
Yeah,
look at
that.
The smile on his face, right, Kevin? 10 seconds left, Drew. You said in the break that 30 plus years in this industry, this is a big deal, right? For you.
I'm so happy for Rob and for the nation. We need Gronk. Gronk back in the NFL is amazing. We get to see that great player and personality back in the NFL with the coronavirus. This is what we needed. I called Rob Captain America. He came to save the day. He's definitely an American hero right now. We love you, Rob.
Oh, my God. He's saving the day. He's an American hero. Captain America, I call him.
I got to tell you, it's not just them like being able to utter things with a straight face, but sometimes they actually believe this. Like Rosenhaus actually believes that Rob Gronkowski did the Patriots a solid by doing this.
Yes, like, which is amazing.
Right. And to me, I say, yeah, they ended up getting something for it where otherwise they would have nothing. But what really would have been a solid is if it turns out that you weren't done playing football and you can play football and you want to play football. You came back and helped him out last season when they needed the help on offense. That would have been doing the team a solid. Doing it now and coming back so that they can get a fourth round draft pick. Well, that's just playing by the rules. The only thing you're doing now is going out of your way to go play for another team. It's not. I don't see as what he's doing as being like a huge favor to the Patriots. I don't.
He's not just doing them a favor. It's more along the line of heroic. It's a heroic act.
Yes,
he's Captain America. More from Rosenhaus. Let's get more from Rosenhaus on this. Play whatever you got, T-Bone.
Well, I think the break was very good for Rob. Rob gave football everything he had. He fought through a lot of injuries. He's had about a dozen surgeries in his career. He's been an absolute warrior. He's fought through a lot of pain. He plays a very physical position. He gets hit hard all the time. He really needed a break physically and mentally. He fought hard the year they won the Super Bowl. He played injured pretty much the entire season. He was never truly himself. He's a team player. This time off really reinvigorated him physically. He tells me he feels fantastic, the best he's ever felt. His weight's back up to 260. He passed his physical with flying colors today. He's just really excited about playing football again.
I could believe that, except I think he quit because he didn't like the Patriots anymore. I could believe that that was all true. In fact, Drew, I did believe all of that right up until your client decided to play football again.
Right, right.
He needed the mental break. He needed the physical break. He needed to get away from football. But now he's ready to go again.
Yeah, I'll give him more benefit than that, Beadle. I believe that he quit because he needed the break, but he stayed quit because he didn't want to play for Belichick. You know, it may have been a bit of both at the beginning, but I do not believe that he just now became ready, willing, and able to play football again. Or, you know, sometime at past the deadline to where he could have rejoined the Patriots last year. Nope, I think he's been healthy and ready to go for a lot longer than that.
But, you know, Drew Rosenhaus will admit, okay, that the change of scenery will benefit Rob Gronkowski.
Oh.
And being in Florida is exciting for him. Playing with Tom Brady, obviously, is huge. Rob has a residence in Florida. He's got family in Florida. And it'll be nice to be in the warm weather and play on natural grass. It's going to be a lot of fun for Rob to switch gears and be in the Tampa Bay environment.
Yeah, totally different environment, certainly, than Foxborough up here in New England.
Yeah, he's not completely selfless. You know, this is beneficial to him. He's got a house and it's real grass. So, yeah, it's going to be good for him, too.
When is that a good thing for someone with bad knees?
The real grass?
Yeah.
I think it's always better for injuries. I would agree with that. Playing on a natural surface is better for ankles and knees and turf toe and all that crap. Like,
yeah,
it's definitely better for that. I wouldn't disagree with that.
Maybe not in Pittsburgh where they have issues with the field. Maybe not in cold weather natural grass fields where the ground gets frozen.
Well,
and
I get what T-Bone's saying, though, because like you're worried on natural grass of planting and having someone hit you while your foot is – you've got a cleat that's dug into the dirt and you get popped. But I would say the wear and tear of running around on turf versus running around on grass, like if you're talking about just going out and playing and not being worried about blowing out your ACL or something, the wear and tear is much better to be on grass.
And the weird knee stuff is going to happen regardless. I mean, Edelman, that was artificial turf in Houston when he blew his knee out, right? That wasn't grass that they were on.
Edelman blew out his on turf in Detroit.
Or is it Welker who blew out his
Welker
knee?
Welker was in Houston, and that was Houston. Grass.
That was natural grass?
Yeah, it was. Oh, it was.
I thought that was turf.
Yeah, no, I believe it was grass that they had inside at that point at NRG Stadium.
What about last year in Miami, too? The big chunk came up, the big piece.
Oh, that's right.
It was like a crater-sized divot.
Yeah, the Texans switched from grass to artificial in 2015. That was after Welker. So
there you go.
Yeah, Welker was on grass. But either way, I just think the wear and tear is you'd rather be on grass. But, man, what a hero. What a hero Rob Gronkowski is. You know, and he deserves credit for not putting the Patriots in the spot of having to put his contract back on the books. But absolutely. Yeah,
he's
give him the credit.
He's definitely an American hero right now. We
love
you, Rob.
Stop it. American hero Rob Gronkowski. And the Patriots today, they should be saying thank you. Thank you, Gronk. Thank you.
Well, if
they should put up a banner outside the stadium, and not only would it be good to say thank you and be appreciative of what he did for them this week, I think it also would raise the spirits of America during this coronavirus.
Well, they should say thank you. If they can't do it, if they're too selfish to say it themselves, do it in conjunction with the rest of America. Right. Because the rest of America is saying, thank you, Rob Gronkowski, and the Patriots should be big enough to join with their fellow countrymen and say thank you at the same time.
There was also a quote that Rosenhaus gave to Ian Rappaport. He gave him directly, so it was, there's no video or audio of it, but that Gronk will be playing under his contract for now. So he also believes like Gronk is doing some sort of favor to Tampa Bay, that he's willing to play on his current contract for now with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
For now. If it's only a year left, for a year. We'll see what happens. We'll jump off that bridge when we come to it, Beatle.
So outrageous.
Gronk back in the NFL is amazing. We get to see that great player and personality.
Oh, God. Now, we've been seeing him. It's a personality part.
This was the thing we needed to raise our spirits during this tough time. America needed this, Hardy. America needed this, and now we have it. Rob Gronkowski's return to football. I hope everyone is enjoying it.
I hope they get to play.
I'm looking for this quote. Now I can't find it. This is going to make me aggravated. I'll get it for you. Because, okay. Yeah, he's going to play under it for now. He's going to play under it. He's agreeing to do that for now, and that's really great. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. Rob has agreed to play for Tampa this season. He will honor his current contract at this time.
Big of him.
That's huge, man.
So he's not going to hold out?
He will honor the contract at this time. He will honor the deal. He will honor the deal. And he has this is my favorite part though. Just the douchiness of the beginning. He's agreed to play for Tampa. Oh, he did? So he didn't come out of retirement and demand a trade to play with Tom Brady? Oh, he's agreeing like they requested him?
Well, in
like it wasn't him and like it wasn't him and Brady going to the Bucks, being like, get me to Tampa Bay. He's agreed to play for them.
Well, you're very cynical in a time where we're all supposed to be thanking him and joining together and being appreciative of the little bit of healing he's given us. I don't know what your problem is.
Thank you, Gronk.
That's better.
Thank you so much. There,
on behalf of Rob Gronkowski,
am I appreciative enough?
Yeah, you're welcome.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls coming up next. Today's takeaways at 150.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right to the phones we go on Rob Gronkowski going to Tampa Bay, 617-779-0985. Tony and Holbrook up next. Tony.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I want to thank all you guys, and I mean all you guys, for keeping us busy in this tough time. And second of all, we all just need to get over Brady and Gronk. I mean, the past was good, but now let's enjoy the future.
Well, it's only been a day. Come on. Can you let us?
We're not allowed to talk about Gronk today. You know, come on.
Yeah. But you're welcome. Like Rob Gronkowski, kind of heroic.
He's definitely an American hero right now.
Yeah. American hero. Oh,
yeah.
No, Robin Foxborough. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to spice it up a little bit. I got a much stronger take. I don't want to forget about Brady and Gronk yet. Two things. If there is a hell like the one in South Park, I want Drew Rosenhaus to rot there. That guy just infuriates me. To compare Rob Gronkowski to the heroes with healthcare workers, it just tells you what a set of balls that guy has on him. But anyways, I don't think that the Colts or the Chargers or anybody had a clue that Brady was that serious about leaving. I think Brady went to Kraft's house that night, still trying to stay, and Belichick just didn't want him. And I don't think they had a clue Gronk was going to come back, because I think the WWE is not going to have crowds. I think Gronk's like, you know what, I'm not that good at it anyways. I don't know if you saw him act, but it wasn't strong. I think if the Chargers or the Colts knew, they probably would have said, hell yeah, we want to get in on this. That's fine. Those are my thoughts.
Okay. I know that Joe has been big on the fact that Gronk was not good at the wrestling thing.
Correct. He tried, right? I mean, how many things did he try? The CBD thing worked for a little bit, and then it kind of
disappeared.
Well,
the CBD thing was an endorsement. I mean, that's not anything that you have to be necessarily good or bad at.
The Masked Singer, like, did that really get over? I mean, I think people knew that right away who it was.
Yeah, but that's not a career. That's just an – but it, what it does is it shows, you know, your charisma. It shows your ability to, you know, kind of like command the stage and command an audience. And no, and I feel like obligated to reassert – I don't feel Rob Gronkowski needs to do anything else at a high level to earn my respect. I mean, for crying out loud, it's enough to be the greatest tight end to ever play the game. You know, I don't think anything less of Rob Gronkowski because he wasn't great at entertaining a wrestling audience, or you know, he wasn't able to disguise his voice on The Masked Singer, or he didn't end up being a great pitch man for all these different products, or he was able to break into the movies. No, I don't care. The fact is, he is absolutely one of the best tight ends to ever play the game. And to me, that's an amazing accomplishment. I just wish that his time in New England had a better end to it, and that he didn't feel, I guess, the need to dress it up under the guise of you know, circumstances completely surrounding his health, whether it was mental health or physical health, when it is now apparent that a big part of it was he just didn't want to play for that coach anymore. And people weren't going to like it, and people were going to, you know, second guess him for making a decision like that. But I don't think anybody likes the idea of someone getting over on them. And he got over on a lot of people. There were a lot of people believing him when he did that tearful CBD press conference. Like, man, you really feel for this guy. And now it just feels like, it was a little bit about that, but it was a lot about just not wanting to play for Bill Belichick. It always feels better that when someone is being honest with you, especially when you are made to feel compassionate toward them for something that they're going through, which I'm sure he was. But a lot of it was him just not wanting to play for Bill. I would have rather known that up front. And not just by the rumor mill either. I mean, like, by an actual admission or some kind of honesty on that matter.
Cam in Methuen. Hi, Cam.
Hey, what's up, guys? I got three quick points I want to make about this Gronk Brady drama. One, Tampa Bay does not play in Super Bowls. They host them. Two, I'm going to be laughing next year when the season's canceled and Brady's going to have to retire a Patriot. Three, Gronk is a can't hack it panty waist or wears Brady's bra, okay? Come on. I can't believe he went over there. I wish Stone Cold Steve Austin would stun at him, take that 24-7 title, and be done with it, all right? And Beetle, you are right. Lawyers are dicks.
Got an email from one of my buddies who is a lawyer and one of the good ones, one of the good guys. He said, great rant about lawyers today. I hope present company not included. Try dealing with attorneys on a daily basis. Everything's a, I can't say that word, we'll say peeing contest. And most of them you can't trust. Rosenhaus is a typical smooth-talking attorney, that is, boisterous with the praise of his client, which typically means the client has a problem. I don't think this ends well for Gronk. boisterous with praise of the client. He's an American hero. He is saving America from the pandemic with this great news, and he's providing everybody with. How exciting. Gronk is a Tampa Bay Buck. That's a great line. Tampa Bay doesn't go to Super Bowls. They host them. Dave in Rockland. Hey, Dave. Oh, Dave dropped off. I don't know what happened there. We will go to Ginger in Cambridge. Ginger.
Hey, guys. I've been thinking about this since I heard the news yesterday, and I don't begrudge Gronk nor Brady for leaving the Patriots or Belichick. He doesn't trust those guys. He was going to trade them, or, you know, he didn't want to re-sign Brady, obviously. So who wants to go to work every day to a boss who doesn't trust you or like you?
There
is something to be said for players taking control of their own destinies, because, you know, the team in many ways is like a company. What do they say about, the company you work for, Beetle? You should never love a company because the company can't love you back. So it's, sure. There is something to be said, and I think more so in Brady's case, that he finally wanted to, you know, take control of things. Now, how it works out remains to be seen, and we don't think long-term, you know, anyone's legacy is going to be affected by it all that much. With the exception of Rob Gronkowski, that one is rubbing people a little bit differently today because, you know, he stepped away from it. You know, he didn't stick it out to the bitter end. He, quote-unquote, retired. And I'm with you, Ginger, I don't think it's odd to think that maybe he didn't want to play in that situation anymore. But that's not what he said. He said his body and it's just his state of well-being was truly jeopardized by playing football, and that's why he had to get out. Well, it turns out that's not the case, unless it was mental anguish from going into play for Bill every day, in which case you're going to say, well, how tough is this guy supposed to be anyway? I mean, what are we talking about here? We're not talking about indentured servitude. We're talking about making millions of dollars to play football. You don't agree with the coach's tactics, so you just quit. You just quit for a year and wait until you can go play down in Florida with your buddy. It just doesn't have a great look to it. But I'm not going to rail against them for taking control of their own future and whatever time they have left in this game. But it doesn't mean all of it is equally admirable. I don't think it is.
On that note, let's go to today's takeaways. They're coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180. Lose weight instead of gaining it during this lockdown with Awaken 180, a customized program to help you curb hunger, navigate shopping lists, and take out menus. Get results at home with Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
All right. We've got a couple of minutes here before we get to Rob Gronkowski and the takeaways, and that will be what we played when Rob Gronkowski announced his first retirement. He will obviously at some point have a second retirement, but we do want to have a look back at Rob Gronkowski's career and how great it was and how much he meant to the Patriots organization for when he was here, because we're going to have to close that book, close that chapter on Rob Gronkowski's career as he heads to the Tampa Bay Bucks. So we'll do that in just a moment. Hardy, I just wanted to say something today, too. We just wanted to say again, obviously our listeners and people on Twitter and people who have emailed Zoe, we just wanted to say that our thoughts are with Zoe today as he pays his respects, final respects to his dad. That's why he's not with us here this week. He would normally be here, obviously, with the NFL draft happening tomorrow night. Zoe is going to be back, we hope, and he's planning on being back on Friday. So if anyone's wondering where Zoe has been, that's where he is at. And he'll be back later this week. And we're thinking of him during this time while he's gone.
Absolutely. Yep. It's a tough time that some of us have been through in a similar circumstance, and it's not easy, but you know, we've all, you know, been in contact with him, so we'll see him back here in a couple of days, and if you feel like it, send your well wishes his way either now or when he gets back.
And so, with that, we get to Rob Gronkowski. Felger Mazur coming up next. We're back tomorrow at 10. Joe Murray with us again. And we'll get to the draft tomorrow. We're all excited that something sports-related is happening. And for now, we say goodbye to Rob Gronkowski.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.